Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've covered the financial news. We've also covered what's happening with the environment. I want to get into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding La Raza, which is basically Hispanic Ku Klux Klan organization that the media allows to be very racist. And we're here speaking out against that. Why are the big banks and big money powers funding it? Well, they want to be able to have a political power to play off against the American people, regardless of what color you are. They're race baiting. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded Obama when he was a state senator and funded all the racial division in Chicago. This is how they control us, divide and conquer. But they do it from a leftist perspective when they're race baiting. So I want everybody to come together against the New World Order. We're going to be talking about that. We'll be getting more into the economy with Gerald Celente coming up in 30 minutes. We've got a lot of Tea Party news as well, and issues with Iran and North Korea, big developments on that front. Again, coming up in 30 minutes, joining us via video connection for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, not just radio audiences, Gerald Celente with his once-a-month visit with us, always informative. But I want to go now, for the balance of this half hour, to a gentleman we'll call Joseph. Now, he wanted to use his real name, but I said, no, let's not do that. And I actually know this gentleman through some people I work with in business. I know he's in the Army. I know he works in intelligence. I'll just leave it at that. And he was formerly a police officer before he joined the military. And he can tell you some stories about Katrina, about the Fort Hood shooting, about police he works with in Austin. We're not going to say how. But what they saw and what these firefighters he knows saw. And actually, part of this came out in the mainstream news, dealing with the Joe Stack kamikaze attack on the IRS building in Austin a few months ago. But we first got contacted by him dealing with the sports stadium at Fort Hood. They're tearing it down, but around it and the park, putting up a barbed wire fence with barbed wire facing in. And I sent Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes out there this weekend, or actually Friday, to observe this, and it was true. So I thought I would just get him on to talk about a few of these issues and also the exciting news he's given us that many other people I know in the military are also concurring with, that there is a huge awakening in the military, especially with non-commissioned officers and officers, and let's just say the more intelligent arm of the military. I'm not saying the grunts aren't patriots and waking up too, but the smart guys, you know, the brain bugs, to use a Starship Troopers analogy, they can see what's going on. And so joining us is Joseph. Joseph, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. It's great to be up with you and your audience.
We're going to go to break in a minute, but I threw out a lot of issues. But, I mean, why are you wanting to come on the show? Why did you want to use your whole name? I mean, you've got to be really focused to do that.
Well, Alex, in today's world, I don't see a whole lot of accountability and bravery. And we in the public service aspect of the government, we have to start standing up to what is right, or to what is wrong, and doing what is right. And I see more and more of that every day. You know, my time as a police officer, I saw corruption is just, it almost destroyed my soul, Alex. It shook me to my very core. And that's the reason I left and I went into the military, seeking larger accountability, thinking things would be better. And they have been for the most part. And the people I've met here in Austin, the police that I know, the firefighters that I know, they're all great people. I haven't met the same kind of people that I knew on the Gulf Coast. And, you know, obviously anything I'm going to say here about the military today is not going to be the direct opinion of the Department of Defense. I just wanted to say that right now. So, you know, as long as we're clear, the Department of Defense can't really hold anything against me.
And we're not going to get anything classified. In fact, almost everything. I think I need to take this as Jesse Ventura, but it's almost like Charlie Sheen calling me when I'm around. I forgot to turn my ringer off. Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you on the other side of this break, Joseph. We're going to break down some of the things you've witnessed in the next two segments. We appreciate your courage coming on the air and your service to our great nation. We'll be back defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the last 30 minutes, they've had the highway shut down right outside our office for Barack Obama to drive by any minute. There's Secret Service all over the place. We're out there with a video camera to get the motorcade coming by. I wonder if they'll come over and harass us in America trying to videotape Barry Sotaro, the imposter president. So we'll see what happens with that. In fact, guys, have another camera ready just to catch it if they come over here. And a lot of other crazy stuff going on. I just had Ventura's people call me during the break, but we'll see if I'm able to talk about some of this later in the week, some of the things developing on that front. But we're joined in this segment and the next, and then Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, is going to be on with us for a full hour and a half coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're talking to Joseph, who was a police officer and got disillusioned by what he saw in Katrina. Then he joined the military. And I know who he is. I mean, we work with and are friends with some folks that are very close friends with him. And we have a lot of other military sources, but this is a source that we can directly confirm. He gave us some information about fences being put in that face in on the base at Fort Hood. We went out there in the public area of the base, and there it is. So we're watching that. So much to talk about with him in the time we've got. Let's start with what you saw on the Gulf Coast during Katrina, and then what you've seen when you're in the military dealing with the shooting at Fort Hood, dealing with the intel you got from the fire department and others about Joe Stack.
Okay, Alex, well, I'll start with the office story, since it's nearest and dearest to a lot of people there where you're located. I'm personal friends with a lot of people down in the Austin Fire Department, and when we were at an unofficial function We were talking, my wife and his wife and a gentleman, and he had mentioned that all the police or the fire chief were in a meeting at the time of the attack. And I don't know whether he said FEMA or not, but obviously you could speculate on your own. But anyway, they were informed by their wives through text messages that this Joe Stack had attacked. And they asked what was going on, and they said, don't worry about it. Let's keep this meeting together. We have more important things right now. Well, eventually, one of the police or fire chiefs got brave enough to stand up and leave the room, and the rest followed after that.
And they were running a drill that day. We first got that within minutes of it happening, that fire trucks were already there at the scene as part of a drill on 183 in North Austin, but that the police chiefs and the fire chiefs were all in this emergency center drill and were being told, don't leave, don't deal with that, the feds will handle it. And eyewitnesses that we've had on the show at apartments and who were in the building across the street as part of the Echelon complex or across the parking lot said that within seconds, by the time they looked out the window, there was FBI out there taking video cameras, you know, telling people to stand down, that it looked very, very suspicious. And then other witnesses said on record they saw the plane fly by, clearly nobody in the cockpit. Then there were bizarre cover-ups with the body. The whole thing was very suspicious.
Right, and that's what I got from them. And of course, they were just, they're not really into a lot of the stuff politically that's going on around them, but it even spooked their interest. So there's a lot to be said about that, Alex.
Now, you said separately that the police officers and firefighters that you work with, that a lot of them are really awake now.
Well, yeah, especially the troops that I'm with, Alex. I passed out, you know, the pocket constitution that you get with every one of your videos or everything that you order from InfoWars, the Citizen's Rulebook. You just, every time you order something from InfoWars, or you can order a large packet, if you're in the military or police department. And what I did was I passed these out to the guys in my squad. And I said, guys, you know, we swore an oath to God to protect the Constitution and the people of the United States from enemies foreign and domestic. We need to learn exactly what is in there. You know, I ask them questions daily. I have them interested in what was going on, you know, in the late 1700s with our country and what led to that revolution and why these documents are so important, Alex.
Now, let's talk about, let's go back to what you witnessed as a police officer during Katrina, then let's fast forward to the Fort Hood shooter.
Okay, well, I was a police officer down on the Gulf Coast. I'm going to leave the city out of it. But I was a police officer down there in the year of 2006, graduated the police academy with honors, started, and within the first week, I was training down there with a sergeant. And we did a traffic stop on somebody who was in a vehicle in their driveway. It wasn't even, the keys weren't even in the ignition. And basically what we did is an illegal search and seizure. And at that point, I couldn't believe what I'd gotten myself into because I was, it was like the movie Training Day, Alex. Have you seen that?
Yes, with Denzel Washington and Keanu Reeves. Denzel Washington and what's the other guy's name? I forget. The point is.
Yeah. It wasn't that graphic, obviously, but these gentlemen did have drugs on them. But the way we went about getting them is we compromised our integrity. So how are we supposed to be upright peace officers in the community if we break the laws that we're sworn to protect to get that illegal, the illegal drugs or whatever it has to be, you know?
Well, what about the news footage of police tying chains to doors of pawn shops and jewelry shops, dragging off safes? Police in Walmart stealing the goodies, and then it came out the police were ordered to shoot people who were trying to walk out of the Katrina zone in New Orleans.
Well, thank God, Alex. I never witnessed any of that because that would have done it for me. But what I did witness is there was a lot of relief coming to the coast from all the good people around the country, and some of the first vehicles there to help with the disaster were Christian relief trucks. So that'll tell you a lot about people who love God and love Jesus, and they were there to help. But getting back to the corruption, the police officers kept everything at the top, the generators, the good supplies. It never trickled down to the citizens. And, you know, I was a new police officer at that time. So, and I just sat there and watched it. It was known fact in the town where I was a police officer that the assistant chief had burned his car for insurance purposes gotten away with it, only to get caught. He lost the job for a year and came back and got it just right off the bat again. Assistant police chief again.
Now, you talk about a culture of corruption in the Gulf. You say you haven't seen that in Central Texas.
No, I haven't, Alex. And I have a lot of friends that are police officers here in Central Texas, and they're all upright family men, and they're all the kind of people that I would be happy to serve next to.
Let's talk about the Fort Hood shooting, because it came out in the news that day and the day after that there was a terror attack, a shooting drill, and that a lot of people, when he was reportedly running around shooting men and women in the military, that people thought it was part of the drill. And I know that they have these biometric face scanning thumbprint systems that I witnessed in 99 during Operation Urban Warrior on the East Coast in Oakland. They were drilling to put American citizens through FEMA camps and to thumbprint them and face scan them. I have the video. The Marines allowed us to tape of this. We know that similar system was used in Fallujah and other areas, but that the day before, they made all the troops at Fort Hood go and be put through the system that they'd been trained to put combatants through, and that a lot of people in your unit and others thought it was very suspicious.
Well, obviously, they couldn't force all the troops to, Alex. It was a directive put out Three Corps wide that everyone would receive the Phantom Warrior Pass. And with that pass, you can enter the gate with your ID card, just scanned by a barcode scanner at the gate. And there still is an armed guard there to check your vehicle just to make sure so there's no security issues. But I did go up there the day before on November the 4th. And when, you know, everybody said they were going to just take another picture and give you another ID card. And, you know, I asked the woman behind the counter, I said, is this biographic, you know, or biometric technology? And she said, yes, you know, bat software. And I said, well, what is this for? And she says, well, I don't know. It just came across that everybody, you know, has to do it. So I don't know exactly what it's for. I don't necessarily like it just because it just, you know, that much more. The grid gets smaller, Alex, and, you know, that's never a good thing.
Joseph, you were saying that the men and women in your unit, though, were particularly concerned and that you talked to other people that were really spooked by what happened and thought it was suspicious that a drill was being run, and we talked about that off air.
Yeah, Alex, and once again, I, you know, the Department of Defense policies on this, I shouldn't probably comment too much on that. But what I will talk about is the fact that I serve with a lot of brave men and women, and they have really just in the past couple of years, along with myself, kind of just woken up to the fact that America isn't what it used to be. And you know, we need to, you know, take serious our oath, you know, like Oath Keepers. I think they're doing a great service. I think if you just, you know, take some creed in your oath to God that you swore to protect the Constitution, and if you study the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and you hold dear to your heart, you know, and understand you made a covenant with the Lord to protect that, I think that's very important.
Separately, we had a caller from Fort Hood who you told me you actually knew, and he called in and said, look, we... you know, I was in Iraq, and there was the head of the Austin SWAT team and the head of intelligence were there learning how to set up cordons and martial law and basically door-to-door gun confiscation in Austin. And people didn't believe the call, but I search engined it and found the Fort Hood newspaper admitting it, you know, admitting that they were trained in Iraq and that city officials were out there being trained. And then you said that you talked to folks that were aware of that on the base.
Right. One of my friends whom I work with, he knew him personally, and he had worked with him, so he knew all about it. You know, once again, that's I didn't know too much about it. I just had secondhand information. So, but it does seem a little bit odd, Alex. It seems a little bit odd, and, you know, we just got to keep our eyes and ears open, and we have to be good patriots.
But bottom line, I mean, it's admitted that Austin police are being sent to Iraq to learn how to set up here what they've done there.
Oh, absolutely. That was the front page of the Fort Hood newspaper. You know, if somebody's going to call you a conspiracy theorist for claiming that, then obviously they're just they're willfully stupid.
All right, Joseph, stay there. Final segment. Let's talk about what they're doing over at Fort Hood Stadium. Very bizarre. We went out and checked it out, and what you told us was true. Barbed wire facing in. It's going up right now.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Our top stories up there. PrisonPlanet.com, Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, political dynasty crashes and burns. We're going to make that the number one search term today with your help. Barry Sotero, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. Going back to Joseph, Army Intelligence. Okay, tell folks about, and anybody can go see this, this isn't secret. They put up a big fence around the old sports stadium with barbed wire facing in, and it's also around the park. And you've talked to some of the other military people out there, and they think it's suspicious. We went out and looked at it Friday and confirmed what you told us.
Right. Obviously, you know, any sort of barbed wire or concertina wire on a military post, it happens all the time. So you never know when it's, you know, just a temporary POW camp, you know, for a mock exercise or something like that. But what this is, Alex, is they have $927 million. I'm reading straight from the Fort Hood Sentinel right now. $927 million center will include a three-story clinic and a three-story building that will house several developments. There will also be a five-story tower that will house emergency department, medical surgery center, and intensive care units. Now, this hospital complex is being built right where Pritchett Stadium used to be. Now, what they have done is they have put up a fence around this facility, which is approximately, I'd say, around, you know, just under 10 acres. And it's backed up to a train depot where there's four sets of tracks and loading docks. Now, this permanent fencing that they've put in, they've cemented in the ground, has barbed wire facing in. Now, I haven't really talked to anybody about that, but it just seems a little bit odd to me, and some of them, you know, my coworkers just said the same thing.
Yeah, to be clear, you said some of the other folks at the base thought it was suspicious. I mean, we've been there. There is the train tracks. It's a lot bigger than just where the hospital's going to be. It goes into where a park was. I mean, it's a huge area with barbed wire facing in. You see them cementing it, putting the poles where it faces in with the three lines of barbed wire. I mean, why would you have the facility to where people can get in, they just can't get out?
Well, you know, Alex, I don't know. And, you know, every day that I pray that there is an honest explanation, you know, that somebody made a mistake in the planning or execution phase or something like that. But we just have to be aware, Alex, and we have to keep passing this information through channels so everybody knows what's going on.
Absolutely. But, I mean, if it's facing in and it's not a mistake because they've been building it in the last month, I mean, they would have already reversed it. We have to continue to watch this facility, but it may be they're going to have a Brig hospital similar to the one where they're holding the Fort Hood shooter right now. But, I mean, take the Taylor facility, which is an admitted camp for illegal aliens and their families and citizens during emergencies. That's been admitted. When the public protested, they took down the guard towers and the concertina wire, though the 20-foot fences are there and people are still held in it. So it shows that they try to camouflage this archipelago of prisons and jails as much as they can.
Right. Alex, I wanted to touch on something that was real near and dear to my heart. So
sure.
Just bear with me. In the military, you guys out there listening, you guys and girls, you do not have to be vaccinated. There is a religious objection, and it's contained in AR-40-562, Chapter 2, Page 3. I strongly urge any of you people out there that have a strong religious objection to abortive fetal tissue in the vaccines and the squalene, the tween 80, all the stuff in there that's meant to kill your body and defile your temple. I strongly suggest you go and read the parameters and start inside AR-40-562. And if you veterans out there that have had any vaccination, you know, I've had some adverse reactions to the anthrax vaccine. I contacted some people on the Internet. It's Protecting Our Guardians. Just Google Protecting Our Guardians. And they're a great Christian organization, nonprofit, and they helped me along the way. They're great people there, and there's great support all over online.
And by the way, they suspended the anthrax shot in the mid-90s, again in 2000, and again last year. They know it's experimental, but they lie to the troops and don't tell them there's a waiver. But you don't even need a waiver for an experimental vaccine. Congress and the courts have found it's illegal to give experimental vaccines to troops. Have you now seen Wired Magazine? They want to give you these vaccines that change your brain.
Oh, yeah. I read all about it. It's frightening.
I mean, that's really scary.
It's frightening, and I guarantee the first people to have those vaccines will be the men and women serving in the armed forces.
Yeah, you're not guinea pigs. If they want to go get guinea pigs, rodents, and do it, but not our men and women in the military.
No, I agree, Alex. It's something we should be able to object to, and I have. I wrote that letter, and my chain of command has been great with it all the way up and down. And just really support my right to object religiously.
And the more people that say no, the easier it is for everybody else. Well, listen, Joseph, we appreciate you coming on the broadcast. Look forward to staying in touch with you. Take care.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. Have a great week. Vaya con Dios. All right, coming up via video uplink, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, audio if you're a radio listener, Gerald Celente for an hour and a half, and we're going to have open phones for him. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, for the next hour and a half, Gerald Celente, top trends researcher, will join us on a host of issues: the economy, Iran, Pakistan, what's happening, of course, with North Korea, and your phone calls. We'll start taking calls in the next hour. The toll-free number, if you want to start getting lined up, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Any issue you wish to raise, but address it to Gerald Celente as a question or a comment. Before we go to Gerald Celente joining us via video connection from New York, I want to just remind folks, we have the online video bookstore / Patriot Apparel store at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Two different shopping carts to choose from, whether it's the T-shirts, the ball caps. They're all massively discounted, and your purchase supports the broadcast. But most importantly, it allows you to identify with others and meet like-minded people. You wear these shirts in public, you'll find out how many patriots there are out there, and it gets the word out. Plus, the purchase makes this show possible. And we had a very successful promo special we did for about 2 weeks. Buy one copy of The Obama Deception, get three free. Of course, Gerald's in The Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, a great expert witness in the film about the global takedown of our society. And we now have Fall of the Republic, buy one, get three free, or buy two, get eight free. You can do your Christmas shopping early here and, you know, get 10 copies for $39.95 or get four copies for $19.95. You can get Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Jason Burmese's film. New World Order on trial. For the first time ever, the secret agenda of the planet's ruthless superclass is exposed. In stark detail, this documentary film chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government. Learn how the global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt. The criminal controllers have successfully dominated the globe and are now in the final phase of consolidating power. Visible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents. Worldwide tyranny isn't coming. It's here. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. The New World Order is out in the open and documented in stunning living color. Unelected bureaucrats are establishing regional unions under one superstate. Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth. And the bonus features are the G20 protest and arrest and Peter Dale Scott interview. More than 3 hours of material, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Infowars.com. Buy one copy, get three free. You can also call toll-free. We've got a bunch of other specials and combos, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can download all the films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a member, you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Alex Jones, of course, or Infowars.com, and it will get to us. You can also get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, a total breakdown of the entire police state takeover, invaluable information. Get one copy, get three free, get two copies, get eight free. That's less than $4 a piece when you get the 10 copies for the price of two, Infowars.com. Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980, we're excited to hear that Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy for the Treasury, Wall Street Journal editor, has joined the team. He announced that last week with us. TrendsResearch.com is the website. It's invaluable report that everybody's got to get each month. And, of course, the intel reports that are on the site on a daily basis. Gerald Celente is a pioneer trend strategist. He's the author of the national bestseller Trends 2000 and Trends Tracking, far better than Megatrends, and publisher of the International Circulated Trends Journal newsletter. He's a political atheist. Gerald Celente is a political atheist, unencumbered by political dogma. And you can learn more, of course, at TrendsResearch.com. The proof is the past. Gerald Celente has earned his reputation as the most trusted name in trends by accurately forecasting hundreds of social, business, consumer, environmental, economic, political, entertainment, and technological trends among them. Gerald, great to have you joining us, sir.
Oh, it's always great being on with you, Alex.
Well, it's awesome having you, Gerald, with us here today. Going over all of this information, there's obviously a lot that I want to ask you. CNBC saying it's a depression, not a recession. The Federal Reserve coming out today and saying we are in deep trouble. We've got more of the same poison as the solution. But with everything happening, just break down the current trends and what you think is most important before I start asking questions.
Well, they're admitting what we've been saying all along, that there would be no recovery. This isn't a double-dip recession. We never got out of the first dip. And we kept saying over and over and over that you cannot keep printing this phantom money out of thin air, backed by nothing and producing practically nothing. It was just a cover-up. Now, unfortunately, as we've also been saying all along, when all else fails, they take you to war. It's as almost though Orwell wrote the script. Last week, our esteemed Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was in, of all places, Vietnam. Can you imagine? In Vietnam, now the United States is making a military alliance with those Vietnamese. Remember how the U.S. government sent over some 60,000 of our soldiers to get slaughtered? That's how many were killed in the Vietnam War. Several hundred thousand ruined. Millions of Vietnamese killed, and now they're, according to Ms. Clinton, our strategic ally, and the dispute going on between Vietnam and China over islands in the South China Sea, she said, quote, are of national U.S. interest. No, they're not. They are, I am a national, and they're not of my interest. And I don't need her or any other flunky out there telling me what my interest is, being that I pay for this stuff. So what they're doing is they're bringing us into closer into wars all over the globe. And as we heard Fidel Castro say this past weekend, the Iranians are not going to tolerate the United States or Great Britain or any other flunky ally boarding their ships to see what's on board come September. They're setting us up for war. And I want to make this really clear, Alex. Anybody that's voting for war against Iran, let them pack up themselves, their wives, and their kids, and go fight the war, and empty out your bank accounts, and go support it. And all these people that call themselves leaders, let them lead us into war. Let Hillary and Bill and little baby Chelsea and her husband, let them go to war. Let Pelosi, let Frank, let Bonner, let Bond, let McConnell, let them go to war. If they don't go to war, if these wankers on the Council on Foreign Affairs don't go to war, as these swivel chair generals yak it up on the media, don't go to war, then there's no war. Until they go, until they put their lives on the line, end the war. The wars are bankrupting this country. I heard that other guy, that Krugman today, writing from the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, saying what's wrong with this country and what needs to be done to correct it. Not one inch, not one line of the wars that are draining the treasury. And then you pick up today's newspaper. Hey, the United States just did a $30 billion deal with Saudi Arabia. You know, that wonderful democracy over there. $30 billion worth of planes being sold. It's all a racket.
F-16s. Period,
paragraph.
Well, Gerald, you're absolutely right. And it's in the news, but it's in the back of the paper that Israel is planning to strike Iran in the next 3 months. And you would think this would be a bigger issue because every analyst out there agrees it runs from bad to worse, at least doubling oil prices. They'll use the war as a police state crackdown. Obama will use it as a way to rally people around him going into the election. It could easily trigger terror attacks in the United States and could trigger World War III with China and Russia, with Pakistan and India. They could go to war. Most analysts agree there's a good chance World War III could start, and they're about to launch this, and it's not even a major news item. Instead, we're hearing about Lindsay Lohan.
Well, again, this country's turned snooky stupid. I heard Obama on The View. I had to watch this stuff to see what he says, and that's exactly what they're talking about. The president of the United States has nothing else to do with his time than to sit down with five gaggling women talking about Lindsay Lohan, Mel Gibson, and Snooki. The New York Times, again, the toilet paper of record, a whole big feature on Snooki. Why do we even know this stuff? It's perfect. Bread and circuses as the empire is declining. So when we go back to Iran, and we just put out a trend alert, you got it, about why Obama won't debate with Ahmadinejad over these issues. Well, I have to tell you, subscribers to the Trends Journal criticizing us for saying that, listen, why don't they debate? And people are going to once again be led into a fake war just as they did with Bush. And they're going to do it again with Obama in Iran, and you hit it perfectly. It will be another excuse to tighten up on the police state antics that are already in place, because after all, Alex, you're just doing it to protect us.
Well, let me look at the nation. It's disintegrating from Ohio to California. Many cities are laying off, and counties, more than half their deputies are police. L.A.'s announcing they're not going to fix many roads and sidewalks. They're announcing massive layoffs at the state and local level. Corporations are shutting down. They admit we're going into a depression, a double-dip recession. And then meanwhile, the federal government's hiring, they're increasing wages, the defense budget's going up, they're talking about $2 trillion in additional lending by banks that'll go on the taxpayer rolls. You can see this global elite using up the treasure of the empire. We're bankrupt, and they are showing that instead of slowing down, they're accelerating us towards financial and economic and military ruin.
Again, you're right, and this isn't rhetoric.
We just lost Gerald's audio joining us via New York. We'll get that hooked back up with him right now. Was that on our end or on his end, guys? That happens occasionally. You know, it's the wonders of video. While we're at it, let's get him to tip the camera down. Gerald Celente, again, breaking all of this down with us. And next hour, we're going to have the phones open. They're open now. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. I mean, look at this economic news. Economic slowdown catches up with NASCAR. They're no longer jam-packed. They're seeing the tickets go way down in price and a lot smaller crowds. I mean, it's even affecting NASCAR, and the government's saying, let them eat cake. Everything's wonderful. We told you last week this was coming with Bob Chapman. Now, here it is in the Financial Times of London. Fed set to downgrade U.S. outlook for U.S. I mean, they knew full well that the stimulus was just going to line their pockets and that there needed to be another one and another one. But all of this gets put back on the backs of the American people. I wanted to read this headline to Gerald Celente and get his comment on it. Here's a CNBC headline from today. We are an equivalent of Great Depression. And they go on to list that the graphs for the stock market, the economy, and for equities is identical from 29 to 33. And it took 3 years for them to admit we were in a depression. And now I'm seeing mainstream articles every day saying we're in a depression. But their answer is give the bankers more power. Let the Securities and Exchange Commission have total secrecy on who it prosecutes for derivatives corruption and who it doesn't. And we see the Federal Reserve setting up a new private board with even more power over the economy when they're the same group that did it. And we have Chelsea marrying this Goldman Sachs exec whose congressman father's in prison for stealing $11 million from taxpayers. And it's let them eat cake. And you've got Marie Antoinette, Michelle Obama, Michelle Sotaro running around on taxpayer money. And Obama's having all these parties with rock stars and on The View. And even mainstream media, Gerald, is saying what you were saying 6 months ago. It's let them eat cake. The New York Daily News had that headline that they just don't care. They're rubbing it in our faces. They're laughing at us. They're arrogant.
Again, you know, before we got cut off, 90% of the wealth, 93% of the wealth is controlled by 10% of the nation. I mean, you know, I'm not making these numbers up. That means the rest of us are there to cut up that other 7%. We have 10 banks controlling 80% of the assets. It's a takeover. And I get a kick out of this, Alex. As you well know, we've been talking about the greatest depression since the crash happened in 2008. And everyone out there in the mainstream media, either the New York Times called what I'm doing, quote, pessimism porn, until their own flunkies start seeing it. And then it's genius analysis. When Krugman comes up with it, 2 years too late, and about $11 trillion spent.
And he had a full solution. Give the Federal Reserve more money. Give the Federal Reserve, the very crooks that orchestrated this, more power.
Yeah, exactly. That's like you having a second mortgage, and you're really in trouble. Hey, Alex, how about a third mortgage? This thing is going under. Here's our message for everyone. Only the strong are going to survive this. You better be in shape physically, spiritually, and emotionally. There's no salvation for these rest of the people that are waiting for their leaders to lead them. The game is over. They're going to keep conning the people every time there's a bit of rosy economic news to make it appear that things are okay. You better start planning now for the winter. There could not be a better grasshopper and ant scenario in place.
And they're not lying about the economy and telling you things are getting better so that we have better confidence. They're doing it so we politically don't get angry and take control of our government. It's our country. It's our republic. And put in policies that would have averted and fixed this. But I know you and many other experts say that it's now too far gone. We're going into the ground.
We're going into the ground. There's only, to me, there are a couple of things that could be done. And one of them, again, I said this about a new alternative energy, something bigger than wind, solar, geothermal, or biofuel, just like we had the Internet revolution that got us out of the 1990s mess.
All right.
And number two, we have to start making...
All right, we're going to break, Gerald. We're going to break, and we'll get him reconnected. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong.
FriendsResearch.com is the excellent website. I suggest you subscribe. It is invaluable information, trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente is our guest all the way to the end of the next hour. We'll have open phones next hour after we have some more time to talk with Gerald. But having a few breakups via our video connection, but we're very honored to have him. Here's some really bad news. Rand Paul is seen as the leader of the true Tea Party movement right now. They pulled out the stops. They had a video feed where he couldn't hear them with a two-second delay. And they said, do you support repealing the Civil Rights Act? And he said, yes, yes, I can't hear you. Yes, I can hear you now. And then he said, no, I don't agree with getting rid of it. Now, that's a quote. Then they took his yes, yes, now I can hear you. He was having problems just like Gerald is with the connection. And they ran with the headline, he wants to get rid of the Civil Rights Act, and that was a national hoax. Now, I don't mean to divert. I want to get into the other ways he's saying we can protect ourselves and more of his trends forecast. It's been so devastatingly accurate. Here's the horrible news, though. Washington Post, GQ magazine, woman says Rand Paul kidnapped her in college, tried to force her to take bong hits. And, folks, I'll bet you my bottom dollar, you know, we've got Al Gore with the semen-stained clothing with this other woman, and that's being covered up. But with Rand Paul, this is just, this is, Gerald, we're going to see more and more desperate stuff like this, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like a story they could have read about me, and it might have been true.
Oh, boy. You know what? This interview is so important with Gerald. We're now going to just go to regular phone line with him and get his take on this while we're reconnecting. Skype's a wonderful technology. You can have him up there in clear living color for the video viewers at prisonplanet.tv, but we're having a problem, so we're going to go to phone line now. Here it is. GQ, woman says Rand Paul kidnapped her in college, tried to force me to take bong hits. Rand Paul's educational experience was under scrutiny last week when the Lexington Herald reported that the doctor never got a bachelor's degree. And that's not true. He left Baylor University in Texas when Duke accepted him in medical school. Well, a lot of people don't know that a lot of doctors and people, they already have, they're in college, they have high grade scores, they can be accepted to a medical school, and the medical schools do that. He went on, it says, and they've also claimed that he hasn't kept his license up, which is not illegal, but you know they claim it's a problem. Now GQ has an article on Paul's college years that is likely to raise more questions. Do we have Gerald back? The strangest episode of Paul's time at Baylor occurred one afternoon in 83, so they're reporting it as if it's true, although memories about all these events are understandably a bit hazy, so the date might be slightly off when he was a Nosey brother, a fellow member of a secret society. And so now they're spinning being in a regular fraternity as a secret society, just all crafted to make his base hate him. A fellow member of a secret society, Nosey Brotherhood, paid a visit to a female student who was one of Paul's teammates at the Baylor swim team. According to this woman, who requested anonymity, oh, that's another big red flag, because of her current job as a clinical psychologist. Oh, give me a break. Another one of those people. He said, Rand came to my house, knocked on my door, and then blindfolded me, tied me up, and put me in the car. They took me to their apartment and tried to force me to take bong hits. They've been smoking pot. After the woman refused to smoke with them, Paul and his friend put her back in the car and drove her to the countryside over Waco, where they stopped near a creek. They told me that their god was Aqua Buddha and that they needed to bow down and worship him, the woman recalls. The blindfolded me and made me bow down to Aqua Buddha in the creek. I had to say I worship Aqua Buddha. This looks like it's been made up and written, tailored, secret societies, Aqua Buddha, bong hits, like it was tailor-made with some woman who won't even say who she is. This is desperate type activity, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.